So just to be clear, though, because I want to see if I can at least figure out if an algorithm exists that people agree to. And incidentally, we haven't really talked about RAS mutant disease, but the survey was pretty straightforward in terms of at least Bev up front and Bev on the second line. You can argue about the chemo, but I think that's been out there for where the debate, I think, has been with RAS wild type. Okay. So your last patient with RAS wild type left-sided disease happened to be a 35-year-old woman, although of course you're saying it's more common. But for a patient who's older, like Tony's patient in their 60s or 70s, what is your typical first, second, and even third line therapy, Alan, for RAS wild type left-sided disease?
So there, I still favor FOLFIRI, although FOLFIRI is a bit harder on patients with diarrhea. So if patients have bowel problems, if they're presenting with weight loss, I may go with FOLFOX instead. But in general, FOLFIRI is my go-to first line.
And what biologic, if any?
So if I use it and the patient has no absolute contraindications, I would use FOLFIRI Bev.
FOLFIRI Bev, okay.
But if stroke or any reason against that, if it's EGFR, if it's KRAS wild type. Now, in an older patient, if I really need a response, then I would add a biologic. In many older patients, you don't so much need a response as you want to sort of edge them along, in which case I would probably stay away from an
I'd say
EGFR.
67 is not really old, though.
67 is damn young, actually, now that you mention it.
Well, but it's not 35, too.
Right.
But okay, so
they
you're going
do
to start
pretty
out
well.
With FOLFIRI, maybe Bev, maybe EGFR even. What about second line?
So second line, I'll flip the chemotherapy. Well, so if I start out with FOLFIRI Bev, and if the patient doesn't respond, a primary resistant patient, I would flip the chemotherapy to FOLFOX and might go to FOLFOX EGFR. If the patient has a very long response and then progresses, I might keep the FOLFIRI and flip the biologic, something like that.
Similar to
what about
what happened to this
keeping the
patient.
Biologic, i.e., Bev, going?
Right. So the issue of Bev beyond progression is the data is suggestoid, right? The data is, I discussed this at ASCO 5 years ago, I think we're. The three discussions I had were all about treatments that made a difference of 1.4 month overall survival, which is what the delta is with Bev beyond progression.
But certainly with mutant disease, I assume you keep the Bev going
Correct.
Because there's just no other
And in
option.
general, I do keep the
It's
Bev.
Really the RAS wild type where you get into
That's correct.
This argument.
That's correct. In general, I do keep the Bev going.
So just to clarify though, you said this was kind of typical. So your typical approach to left-sided RAS wild type disease is generally FOLFIRI Bev, followed by FOLFIRI EGFR, followed by FOLFOX without biologic.
Pretty much. I mean, again, with some
Sure, of
nuances
course.
Here and there, but I think, Alan brought good points. Of course, this is for 95%, 95% of the patients. You have few patients who will not respond well to first line. Those you really have to switch the chemotherapeutic and the biologic. Regarding, bevacizumab beyond progression, I think on the left side, RAS wild type, it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense anymore. On the right side,
Because?
Well, because we have
You have an alternative.
We have an alternative. EGFR inhibitor should be in first or the second line. And then bevacizumab the same. And so that actually brings out the idea of this Bev beyond progression. On the right side, it's a different story. I mean, I really don't have options for those patients. You switch the chemotherapeutic and you keep the biologic.
I'm going to say that even though you two have kind of got into this complicated clinical research, which, sure, that's the real reality, I still see an algorithm here that I think would be helpful to general oncologists.
Oh, no, I
mean, you guys are Talmudic scholars of colorectal cancer, but for the average general medical oncologist, I mean, what you just said is there's a different algorithm for left versus right-sided disease.
Absolutely.
I know you've been aware of it. I don't think it's that well known. I mean, you tell me, Alan, you talk to
Well,
people.
So you're right. I see it as pretty clear cut, and most in the community they don't, because if we get into the nuances, it is confusing. But as a general rule, right-sided patients don't get EGFR antibodies. Left-sided patients can get them or not, depending on preference. The chemotherapies or the combinations depend on the need for response or not. And the other thing we've not talked about yet, though, is the site of disease. The vast majority of patients with colon cancer with metastatic disease have liver metastases. That is a distinctly different disease than patients with peritoneal metastases. Almost without exception, I view patients with peritoneal metastases as need a response. If they're not BRAF, they're not going to do well, even if they're not BRAF mutant. And so I think that those patients are in a different category and should be looked at differently.
So unlike when you're thinking about lung cancer where it's primarily
Molecular.
Molecular, in colon cancer, it's cited as anatomic and molecular combined. So I actually would think, here's what I see sometimes from the community. I see left-sided patients who get treated with bevacizumab first line, bevacizumab second line.
That's what I was going to say. You know that's happening.
Absolutely.
I know that's happening.
Absolutely. And so I think this is where an algorithm would start making sense, as you essentially make sure that patients get exposed to the proper sequence of therapies.
So just to be clear, though, so for example, are you both saying that the idea of Bev on progression really should not be utilized, at least in second line, for left-sided RAS wild-type disease?
For patients who have EGFR antibodies as an option, I do not follow the algorithm of Bev beyond progression.
I totally agree
with
that.
The way I practice.
I have to bring that EGFR inhibitor into the second line.
I mean, yeah. You know, I know it's not perfect, but that's a big, yeah. That would change practice if it were out there. Okay, yeah. So we'll get to that in a second. Just to let you know, too, and we'll talk about BRAF, but just to let you know, too, one of the things that we did with the lung data, and I understand it's very different, but from a macro perspective, in terms of guidance to an oncologist in practice, I see the similarity of the bucket kind of list. So,
and you have a few buckets right now.
And it'd be really interesting. We know from polling, but it'd be interesting to actually do a study. But what we did with lung cancer is we actually put together a tool where they entered these factors. And then what they got was just what the investigators do. And as you know, it's all a granularity. Okay. When do they use PD-1, when they, et cetera, et cetera. But it created, really, it's an algorithm based on those factors to have them think it through that way. And I'm not sure that this stuff wouldn't kind of fit in there.
Yeah.
Even though you don't necessarily know at the end of the bucket what to do, but there are some things that are out there, like what you just said, that people don't use Bev on progression in left-sided RAS wild-type disease. So